Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of October 2nd. Steve Suman prepared this report for us. I'm sorry I'm a day late getting to this podcast. It was a busy Tuesday for me. Well, we had a few days of low to mid 80 degree temperatures, but now we're destined for a cooling trend toward the end of the week. We're going to see some highs in the 50s and maybe even highs in the 40s. Some rain and wind, maybe even some nighttime frost. Look out. Let's check in with Greg up at Happy Hooker and see what's going on at the Quiet Lakes. Greg says, water temperatures are still hovering around the mid-60s there. The bite is decent overall, though not great, with the unseasonably warm temperatures keeping fish from hitting the fall feed bag. Musky fishing is good. Fish are around shallow weeds and structure, and most catches are on bucktails, topwaters, and suckers. Anglers report fish hovering behind suckers but not committing. Walleye anglers are targeting fish with aggressive jigging in deeper water. Northern pike anglers are catching them while casting musky baits and live bait around shallow weeds and structure. So pike are ready for the fall bite. Largemouth bass are in and around weed beds. Fishing is good with walleye suckers and crawlers under bobbers, as well as with number 3 and number 5 inline MEPS spinners. Smallmouth bass are on deep rocks and hard bottom areas. Slower presentations used for walleye are working well. Crappies are stacked in 16 to 20 feet. Anglers are catching some nice fish from the schools. Crappie minnows and plastics on jigs get down to them and is the tactic to go to right now. Bluegills are in weed beds hiding from predators, and perch might be schooling in the deep basins. Well, thanks, Greg. Always nice to know what's happening up at the Quiet Lakes. The 45th Annual Stone Lake Cranberry Festival is this Saturday, October 7th. It goes from 9 to 5. The event offers more than 300 vendors, artisans, crafters, food, and more. For in-depth information, go to stonelakecranberryfestival.com. Wisconsin's Youth Deer Hunt is this weekend, October 7th and 8th. It offers young hunters an opportunity to hunt deer and gain valuable experience under the supervision of an experienced hunter. Hunters 15 years of age and younger, with or without hunter education certification, are eligible to participate in the hunt with a mentor. For more information, check the regulations on the DNR's website. Just search Youth Deer Hunt. There's still time to enter this weekend's Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. 45th Annual Fall Muskie Tournament. It goes October 6th through the 8th. The tournament offers more than $30,000 in prizes and trophies. Each registered angler receives an entry in the grand prize drawing. And the grand prize is a 2023 Lund 1775 Pro Guide Boat with a 60-horsepower Mercury motor and a Shorelander trailer. Holy smoke. The open entry fee is $110. It's $25 for ages 16 and younger. You can enter in person at Jenks Bait on Highway B, or you can enter in person or by phone at Hayward Bait and Tackle on Railroad Street in town. Give them a call at 715-634-2921 until 11 p.m. Thursday the 5th. All right, if you want any more information on that, you can get it by calling the bait shop, or you can call a representative of Muskies, Inc. at 715-634-4543. Let's get to the fishing report. Fishing's fair to good right now. Look for water temperatures to drop as colder weather moves into the area. This should kickstart seasonal fish transitions. Bait shops can fill you in on the most current information on fish locations, bait and presentation preferences, and bite windows. Musky anglers report fishing action is good to very good. They're on very shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed edges, flats, points, and other structure. Most productive offerings include musky suckers, bucktails, gliders, jerkbaits, stickbaits, crankbaits, and topwaters. Walleye fishing is fair. Best success, as usual, is coming during low light hours, like pre-sunrise or early evening into dark. Walleye are scattered from shallow to deep weeds, basins, river channels, and drop-offs. Walleye suckers, fatheads, other minnows, and crawlers on jigs and under slip bobbers are working well. Also trolled flicker shads and other crankbaits. The northern pike action is good to very good. Anglers are catching them quite often while fishing for other species, such as muskies and bass, around shallow to mid-depth weeds, other structure, and concentrations of panfish and baitfish. Northern suckers, walleye suckers, fatheads under bobbers, and spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, and swimbaits are all catching pike. Largemouth bass fishing still good around shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed lines, and brush holding panfish and baitfish. Sucker minnows, regular minnows, and crawlers under bobbers, spinners, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, plastics, swim jigs, and topwaters are all catching largemouth. Smallmouth bass fishing is good to very good, and it's getting better as the cold weather approaches. You'll find them on rocks and points in depths to 22 feet. Some anglers are catching smallmouth in areas holding walleyes. Baits of choice include walleye suckers, fatheads, plastics, gulp minnows, and paddle shads. The crappie fishing is good to very good. They are stacked in 15 to 25 feet on weed lines, cribs, sunken bogs, and basins. Use your electronics to find and stay with them as they are on the move. Crappie minnows, fatheads, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs and plain hooks are working well, as are jigging wraps, ripping wraps, and small beetle spins. Bluegill fishing remains fair to good for anglers targeting them. Shallow to mid-depth green weeds, weed lines, basins, brush, and cribs can all hold bluegill. Waxies, leaf worms, crawler pieces, and plastics on jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks are working well. You can fish them with or without slip bobbers. Okay, a few more events coming up. You know that lake sturgeon, hook, and line season closed. That closed on the 30th. The Hunters with Disabilities Gun Deer Hunt is coming up October 7th through the 15th. Bear season is closing on the 10th. The following seasons will open on October 14th. Coyote trapping, bobcat hunting and trapping, fox hunting and trapping, raccoon hunting and trapping for Wisconsin residents, fisher trapping, elk in the Clam Lake Zone, bobwhite quail, and Hungarian partridge. Those all open on the 14th. The 14th is also, the date of the Northwest Relic Riders Vintage Snowmobile Show at Flat Creek. It goes from 9 to 3 on the 14th. You can find out more about it by calling 763-258-4038. October 15th is the closing date of the general inland trout fishing season on inland streams, springs, and spring ponds. Mink and muskrat trapping in the northern zone open on October 21st. The fishing has no boundaries fall fundraiser, which is an all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner at Flat Creek Lodge, is also on October 21st. It goes from 4:30 to 8 p.m. To find out more, call them at 715-634-3185. Raccoon hunting and trapping for non-residents opens on October 28th. And there's a full moon coming up on October 28th as well. Oh, that's all of it. If you want to see anything more about what's going on in our area, you're just going to have to see the online calendar of events. It's at haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com under events. If you have a question, give us a call down at the office. The number for Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau is 715-634-4801. And the number for the Chamber of Commerce is 715-634-8662. This is a great time to be out fishing. Let's get after them.